Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Lady Justice Women, The Law, and The Battle to Save America is a nonfiction work by legal journalist Dahlia Lithwick that examines how women lawyers responded to the political and constitutional crises of the Trump era. Drawing on reporting, interviews, and legal commentary, Lithwick focuses on women who stepped forward to defend civil liberties, voting rights, reproductive rights, and the rule of law after the 2016 election. Rather than presenting a single organized movement, the book highlights independent acts of resistance by attorneys, advocates, and judges who confronted policies and rhetoric they viewed as discriminatory or unlawful. It also connects those public battles to the internal culture of the legal profession, especially the hierarchy and vulnerability surrounding judicial clerkships. The result is both a chronicle of recent legal Sankhursh and a critique of the institutions that shape who gets power, protection, and voice inside American law. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, women lawyers as decentralized defenders of constitutional rights. A central idea in the book is that the legal resistance to the Trump administration did not emerge from one neatly coordinated campaign. Instead, Lithwick traces how women lawyers across the country reacted independently to threats they saw in policy and rhetoric. That distinction matters because it shifts attention away from formal political leadership and toward professional judgment under pressure. These lawyers were not simply symbolic figures. They filed suits, argued cases, and developed legal strategies to block measures they believed undermined equal protection, due process, and civil liberties. By emphasizing dispersed action, the book shows how constitutional defense often depends on individuals recognizing a legal emergency before institutions fully respond. It also suggests that legal change can begin in scattered, urgent acts rather than in a single unified movement, especially when courts become one of the few available checks on executive power. Secondly, the book links legal advocacy to fights over abortion, immigration, and white nationalism. Lithwick uses several major controversies of the Trump years to show how gender and legal authority intersect in public life. The book discusses women lawyers involved in defending abortion rights, challenging the Muslim travel ban, responding to the Charlottesville neo-Nazi march, and confronting gerrymandering. These examples are not treated as separate headlines, but as tests of whether law can still restrain exclusionary politics. What ties them together is the argument that civil rights are weakened when government action targets vulnerable groups, and the legal system hesitates to intervene. By choosing these cases, Lithwick makes clear that women lawyers were not only protecting abstract principles, they were defending practical access to citizenship, bodily autonomy, and political representation. The book therefore frames legal work as an active form of democratic maintenance, where the meaning of equality is tested in specific disputes rather than in theory alone. Thirdly, a critique of hierarchy, harassment, and the clerkship pipeline beyond courtroom battles, the book turns inward to the legal profession itself. Lithwick examines the clerkship system and the broader culture of deference that can protect powerful judges while leaving junior women vulnerable. She discusses the mistreatment and abuse of female clerks, using that environment to show how prestige and secrecy can hide misconduct. This part of the book matters because it broadens the definition of reform. It is not enough for women lawyers to win headline cases if the profession that trains and employs them still tolerates intimidation. The hierarchical structure of clerkships can discourage reporting, isolate young lawyers, and normalize behavior that would be unacceptable in more accountable settings. Lithwick's critique is therefore institutional rather than personal. She argues that the legal system cannot claim legitimacy while reproducing workplace conditions that silence the very people expected to uphold justice. Fourthly, rule of law versus raw power in the Trump era. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that legal institutions matter only when they are willing to resist power. Lithwick presents the Trump years as a stress test for the rule of law, in which lawyers had to decide whether government action was merely political or actually unlawful and dangerous. Her analysis suggests that once legal actors stop defending neutral standards, coercion and exclusion fill the vacuum. That is why the book places such emphasis on litigation, judicial review, and the ethical obligations of lawyers. It also explains the urgency behind her portraits of women advocates they are shown as people who understood that constitutional principles do not defend themselves. The book's argument is not that courts solve everything, but that when institutions fail to check abuse, legal professionals become one of the last barriers between vulnerable groups and unchecked authority. Lastly, an accessible narrative of legal resistance amidst general readers. Lady Justice is written for readers who may not be legal specialists, but want a clear account of how law operates during moments of democratic strain. Lithwick is known for lucid commentary, and the book uses that strength to combine reporting with explanation. Rather than assuming familiarity with doctrine or procedure, It translates complex disputes into accessible stakes without flattening them. This makes the book useful both as a record of recent political legal conflict and as an introduction to how constitutional litigation works in practice. Its approach is distinctive because it does not separate legal analysis from human consequence. The stories of women lawyers are used to explain how arguments about standing, rights, and institutional authority affect real outcomes. In that sense, the book works as journalism, legal commentary, and civic history at once, giving non-specialists a way to understand why these conflicts mattered and how lawyers shaped them. In conclusion, Lady Justice should be read by anyone interested in American law, gender, politics, or the recent history of the Trump era. It is especially valuable for readers who want to understand how constitutional disputes are shaped not only by judges and politicians, but also by the lawyers who decide to challenge executive power, defend civil liberties, and push institutions to act. The book offers practical insight into the rule of law by showing how legal arguments translate into real political consequences, while also providing an institutional critique of the profession itself. What distinguishes it from many books about resistance or the courts is its focus on women lawyers as active agents rather than symbolic exceptions. Lithwick combines reporting, legal analysis, and cultural criticism in a way that is accessible without being simplistic. Readers will come away with a clearer sense of how legal systems can both protect rights and reproduce inequality, and why those tensions became so visible in the years after 2016. If you would like to support Dahlia Lithwick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.